question with you would be, what does the ANC's decision to reconfigure municipal trackers in the Free State indicate about the party's approach to internal accountability and governance, especially ahead of next year's local elections?
Now, it's a good thing. If you look at the Free State province, the province has not fared well in terms of the Auditor General's report. Not a single municipality for the last decade could produce a clean audit. And so the financial governance is in a mess. The ANC's decision to recall seven mayors is a positive step because heads must roll. Somebody must take accountability. And we have executive mayors in place. Their refusal to be recalled is also then a problem. You know, and so it's the ANC drawing a line in the sand and saying, knowing very well that we've got local government elections less than 18 months away, that it is time to put their foot down and to restore order and discipline and to send a very clear message to the public that it is serious about its renewal in the province.
Prof, how much of these interventions reflect genuine performance concerns versus internal factional battles within the ANC's provincial and national structures?
Just repeat that first part again. How much of?
How much of this intervention reflects genuine performance concerns versus internal factional battles within the ANC provincial and national structures?
Okay. Look, every political party, they have factional battles. They've got factions within parties because leadership is highly contested. People want to be in positions of influence within society. And so I would see this ANC drawing a line in the sand based on performance. I mean, if you look at the seven mayors, I'm not quite sure where they are, but surely the ANC has applied their minds and it has lost confidence in the ability of the mayor as the political head to provide leadership. And in any municipality, if there is instability at the political sphere, that spills over to the administration, which inevitably spills over to service delivery, and it means that the municipality cannot deliver on its mandate of service delivery to its people. So I don't think that this is factional. I think the ANC has applied its mind and says that we have lost confidence in this leader, which is also a very normal thing. People lose confidence in leadership when leadership can no longer deliver.
Okay, Prof. What impact could these leadership changes have on service delivery and voter confidence in the ANC, particularly in historically underperforming municipalities like Masilonyane and Moqhaga?
Look, the ANC is definitely on the back foot here because the EFF and the MK party is coming for their traditional support base. And so both the EFF and the MK, that they are fishing in the ANC's pond. And so the ANC would also want to send a clear message to its voters that it is serious about cleaning up its act and that it is serious about making sure that it delivers. Local government elections less than 18 months away, and so they are scared that they may lose further support because what we've also seen the phenomena of locally based, issue-based parties rising to make sure that the local residents' issues are brought to the table.
Okay, lastly, Prof, how might these interventions in the Free State and similar moves, I mean, in Northwest affect ANC's broader campaign narrative about renewal and ethical leadership going into 2026 local government elections?
I think the ANC has always put itself as the leader of society, and that narrative is under threat. If you look at the Commission of Inquiry into police corruption, if you look at the parliamentary inquiry about police corruption, those commissions will run deep into the new year. And so every time citizens see that on television, it sends a message to them that the ANC cannot be trusted because it is under the ANC's watch. You would remember that President Ramaphosa said that although the ANC is the king's number one when it comes to corruption in the dock. And so the party is really under pressure to show South Africans that it is serious about reclaiming lost ground, that the party is serious about the poor and making sure that the elements in itself, that it says that the party has been infiltrated by corrupt elements, that it cleans its house so that it goes to the electorate with a clear conscience that it is really renewing. You see, it's one thing saying that you are renewing, but your actions are showing something completely else. So I think with this action of the ANC of was recalling these mayors, it is trying to send out a clear message to its electorate and its supporters that it is still a leader in a society and that it is serious about cleaning out its house and making sure that they put up the best candidates for next year's local government elections.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Prof.
All right, sure. Thanks, bye.
Bye.